Hello, it's Kim here in the podcast tent, and we're just talking about same time next year. Hey, buddy, you and me.
Yeah.
Smith, CR, and what's your other?
SOM Basics.
Okay.
That's the company one.
Okay.
And Smith on Council is my political one.
Okay. Just multifaceted, you.
Yeah, I'm a half a step away from being an institutionalized psycho because my brain is working in four or five different personalities.
I'm guessing. Anyway, no, Sean's really fun. He's been, I gotta say thank you for helping me yesterday morning. Haul stuff. So, what's been going on last year? And council, but you're still going to council. And raising ruckus, that's you, buddy. Yeah, I know you. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
How did that go? How was that?
I did the whole media thing that people expected of me. I ran up. I felt what a lot of people felt was a good, strong campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What I ended up into was the common problem in voting in Canada was voter apathy.
Right.
You have six positions with 17 council for them incumbents.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was you had a 60-40 split in the vote, 60% of the people wanting somebody new, but having to split that vote between 13 choices.
Yeah.
So it really got thinned out. But I had said at the beginning of my campaign that win or lose, I'm not going away.
Yeah.
I think that the people need to have social media out there telling them what's going on in the political arena. And if I'm doing it from inside or outside, I'm still going to do it.
Right.
So one of the reporters in Campbell River had said, you know, who's the bigger Yahoo, the one sitting in the council seats or the one shows up and doesn't get paid?
Right. you just laugh. You're like, whatever.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, but that's your community, too. Like, that's what you're working on is building your community and pulling people to task. Right?
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's got everything to do with making sure that the community participates in the process, whether it be in voting or whether it be commenting on blogs or following on Twitter. I want to try and get my community into a place where nobody has to say, I didn't know.
Right. Good on you. Good on you. So you're doing a lot more coaching these days, too. Social media coaching. Not
coaching,
baseball
yeah.
coaching, but social media coaching. Well,
absolutely made it for me. I came in knowing that camp this year was going to be amazing. What I ended up having happen was I connected with people in a much different way by coaching and sharing and working with them and helping them through processes that they either didn't understand, they weren't comfortable with, or weren't working. And the end result was I had my six assigned people.
Right.
And it turned into nine more today because they were following the Twitter feed
right.
of Team TSMG and saying, you know, I want to be part of that group. they didn't, some didn't know there was a coach. Some were coming from other coaches that were tied up with other people. And I'm almost hoarse from helping people all weekend. It's been great.
But
it's
you went above and beyond. With it. And that's what was exciting. So that you actually went backwards and figured out who your team was and then figured out, okay, who are you? What are your needs are? And then you custom arranged their schedule so that it would be the perfect fit for them. Above and beyond, buddy.
That's the old soldier in me.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be a coach, can't be a leader unless you know your team
yeah.
and making sure that your team has a plan.
Wow, and I think that's why they're really into that. But I really think that's it's such a clever thing to be that support so that these people go out even more empowered.
What I wanted to make sure was that a lot of these people were new to social media camp. This was
mm-hmm.
their first time around. Some of them are completely new to social media, period.
Mm-hmm.
Some more experienced but looking for some assistance. I wanted to make sure that they were focused on the social media camp and not which one of these many great sessions is going to be best for me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time you see people sitting there leafing through the book and going through the website trying to figure out, well, which one do I want to do next? Which one's going to fit for me? Mm-hmm. They got presented with something that basically fit what they're doing, who they are, and now they can enjoy the interaction versus the, well, what do I do next?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also because you were also able to bridge some connections too.
Very much so.
And I think that's, I mean, ultimately for me, I always think it's the hallway chatter that really is a real fun and exciting part of any conference. And I'm glad that you were able to give them that too, is here's who you should meet, here's who da 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 da. And, but you know, I think this is your second year at social
media?
Third. Yeah, me too. But we're getting an understanding of it. And you know what? It's not about us. It kind of is about us, really. But we actually really want to make sure people get ahead and figure it out.
Yeah, social media camp, it does kind of play to the narcissist in all of us.
Yeah.
But for me, the social media camp's never really been about the learning as much as the sharing.
Yeah.
You know, I spend most of my year doing social media, learning new things, exploring with new software, new tools. Mm-hmm. I come here for the interaction,
yes,
the in real life touching base with people that I'm with, you know, like you, and a lot of the other people that I converse with on a regular basis.
Right.
This is my chance once a year to get with it. I actually said to one of my newbies today when trying to describe it, saying, think of it as having a pen pal and writing to them all year long, and then finally get to see them at summer camp.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And you saw that light go on.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, it's so funny. Like, I just meeting, Matt Vick, right? Mac Wright. I'm thinking, 3 years. Like, at least 3 years that I've been connected with him. I'm thinking, what a treat. Like, it's a treat to actually connect with people. I think at any convention, when you get to see people you haven't seen every year or whatever it is, it's that excitement, too. But I don't know. There's a warmth about this as well, I think, that...
Yeah, there is, because you're all essentially in the same field.
But we're all so different.
But you're all so different. There's a certain amount of originality. There's a certain amount of originality that comes with every person. But you all have a common interest.
Yes.
And that being social media. How you use it, where you use it, why you use it is almost irrelevant in some cases. Because you've had that engagement at some level with some of these people.
Yeah.
But that commonality of the medium is what really makes it, you know, like... television media. You can get a whole bunch of television media people, and they have all kinds of different aspects of television media.
Mm-hmm.
You get them to a conference, they're all going to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. So we're all preaching to the converted here, but actually there's some people that aren't converted, and I think they're getting the whole feel of it and understanding, and I hope they go away, and when they go back to wherever they're going on Sunday or Monday, that it stays with them.
I was really pleased to see that there were some people here that I was working with that were complete noobs. But when you see that light go on, you know that they're going to go away and they're going to play.
Yeah.
They're going to learn. They finally want to do that thing that is social media.
Yeah.
But that's part of the reason why they're here at the camp, is to explore it and have it explained to them.
Yes.
And I'd like to think that I was able to explain it in a language that made sense to
them. And I think that's a real a gift that you get to bring. So thank you for that. I'm glad that you were, I guess, twice in the tent. I know it's unheard of. Anyway, no, but it's Sean. Sean Smith. Come on. We got to have Sean in the tent a lot. So I thank you for coming in. I thank you for driving in from Campbell River. And again, Campbell River is awesome, right?
Campbell River, my worst day in Campbell River is better than my best day anyplace else.
So you're taking me whale watching?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Honestly, we are.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to come down. I'm going to do a podcast about whale watching.
Absolutely.
Can we do
Eagle
that?
Eagle Eye Adventures. You're going to go out.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
Okay. This summer? Or is that a good time? I don't know.
You know what? Let's cross it over into late summer,
fall,
so that you can do whale watching and grizzly bears.
Oh. See, I grew up north in Kitimat. We just drove to the dump, ate ice cream, and watched bears. I'm good. I'm really good.
This is a little bit easier. There's less chance of you becoming the second meal.
No, what we just did in the car, right? It's like a drive-in. Hey, Mom, look at the bears. So, yeah, we're losers.
Yeah, no,
right?
It'll be a great.
I have the greatest dump story. Like, town dump, not me personally dump, right? But my mom, when she was leaving her job, they said, well, what do you want to do for a going away party? She goes, oh, I want to have a big party at the dump. And they did a giant party. They had accordion players and dinner at the dump. I'm thinking, how ridiculous. I am my mother's daughter, because I love that.
There you go. Well, I had to say that my dedication to social media and social media camp, Eagle Eye Adventures yesterday sent me a message and posted up pictures of L-Pod going past Campbell River, 35 orca.
Get out.
Breaches, spy hops, the works. And I'm the guy they usually take out to cover this.
Oh.
And so I made that sacrifice for my team.
Oh, way to give
team.
It, buddy. Way to
One
give it.
One for the
it.
Team.
Yeah. I was watching a show about Luna yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Good old Luna. All right. So anyway, so whale watching, you know, Sean will be the guy to hook you up on that too. So anyway, thanks again. We could keep talking forever. I know this with Sean.
I feel like that way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, thanks. Rat. Anyway, Sean Smith, and thanks. There'll be more in the tent, and have a good day, Sean.
See you later.
Bye.